Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, and here we are again. One last show in the outpost, and then back home. Hopefully selling the rig today. Been living in an RV through the pandemic, or the scamdemic. The truth is coming out. The truth is way too hard to hide. All the lies, all the deceptions, all done by the government is coming unraveled. But it may not matter. It may not matter because they're trying to start a war to cover up. Because while you're fighting for your life, you don't have time to investigate them for their BS. But anyhow, it's really a sad state of affairs we're living in right now. We have a president who is a babbling fool. Try to defend his speeches. I dare you. I remember Dan Quayle made one mistake, and you assholes hounded him for his entire career. This man is a bumbling gaffe machine that doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, yet you're still supporting him while he drives us closer to war with Russia so he don't have to deal with the shit he's done. So, folks, we are in very dangerous times. I would very highly recommend that you have a bug out bag ready. Because when the grid goes down, and they're already telling us it's going to, you better have a full tank of gas to get as far away from people as you can. Because you don't want to be around people. Because people are not going to be nice. Look at what they're doing now. Look at all the shit. And see, that's the other thing. We're only allowed to talk about white mass shootings. We're not allowed to talk about the mass shootings that have occurred in Chicago and all over the place. But you don't want to address that. No. We can't address that. That's racist to address that. The Democrat cities are imploding. People are fleeing them in large groups. That's why you can't get a U-Haul out of L.A. People have had enough. And they're trying to bring it out into the suburbs. But they're going to be surprised there. Because those are the people that just wanted to be left alone. That's why they lived outside of the cities, to stay away from people. But here you have them now. And they say, we're going to come out. It's going to spread into the countryside. No, it's not. Believe me, those people will shoot you over their land, and they should. You shouldn't be on their land. You shouldn't be trying to take their land, even though it's not really their land. I mean, they're just leasing it from the government. Don't believe me? Don't pay your property taxes. What happens? They come take your property. They'll take it for $6.32 because they have no morals. They have no scruples. All money is their money. But there's a lot to talk about today. There's a lot to talk about today. And I'm going to try to get my buddy Herman on the phone. And that way the show will go very fast. I have a few people coming by to look at Home on Deranged today. And hopefully we'll purchase it so I can be out of here completely and not have to keep coming back to do little things here and there. But for whatever the reasons, here we are. It's almost like going through the motions because you watch the tragedy going on in the world right now, and it is tragedies. There's some shit coming. And see, this is the whole thing. And following the arcs of civilization, based on every civilization before us, we are in the downfall. we have reached the stage that the Romans reached where they started talking about sex and depravity and what have you not. We are in that arc. It is closing in, and it's not going to be a pretty end. If you've watched the collapse of civilizations, it's not a pretty thing. Oh, there'll be a rebirth, will come out. There'll be another side. But there's going to be a lot of years, some real bad stuff. Stuff like people ain't faced since the Dust Bowl. And it's because we have let corporations become so big that they can control everything, including your government. Again, explain to me how Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp, a slutty bartender, went from being a slutty, broke bartender, shaking her tits for tips, to a 23 millionaire in 6 years making $175,000 a year. Explain that one to me. I'd like to hear that explanation. Sorry, that's my buddy Dillinger letting me know that there's one of them little asshole yippie dogs outside barking. So, the stock market, the world stage, the dollar. The dollar's done. They did what they wanted. The digital currency is now here. And they're going to take your dollars one by one, little by little, until you don't have any, and they're going to go, use this or nothing. Freedom is a very hollow word right now. Because you have traded for safety. You've traded 8,000 gun laws for safety, and you don't have any safety. And you certainly can't constitutionally carry to protect yourself. Until you break a law, you are an innocent citizen, and you should be allowed to purchase weapons and carry concealed on yourself anytime you want. That's what the Constitution shall not be infringed. And it has been infringed over 8,000 times and growing. And so you are disarmed. Your cops are deballed and defunded. And you are left to go into basically Mortal Kombat. That's where you're at now. Only you won't be up against one. There's gangs. Look at Chicago. The police with their guns couldn't stop it. Well, they could stop it. See, that's the one place. You know, an individual being a jackass is no reason to shoot them. But if you got a pack of wild animals running down the street, in my neighborhood, you go out and take care of the problem. I'm not for shooting unarmed people unless they're in a violent mob. In which case, I am perfectly okay with letter rip tater chip. Because you just do that in one of them mob scenes and go, look, we can do this at any mob scene that happens in the United States. Guess what will suddenly stop happening? Mob scenes. It's a fact. It's a fact. You know, everybody watches Mad Max. And all these young little pussy boys, the soy boys. Oh, we want anarchy. No, you don't, bitch. Because anarchy means the strong surviving. You ain't strong. And you are going to be absolutely surprised with how horrific people can become when put in very dire straits. I can tell you this much. You will not rob from me. Not while I'm alive. That's the whole point behind all of our amendments, that we, the individual, are the strong ones. We, the individuals, are the people that make up we, the people. Like I said, our founding fathers understood that there did need to be a certain amount of rules. You can't have a society with no rules. But the rules need to be agreed upon and not forced upon. You got what I'm saying there? I'm wondering how long Robert Kennedy, this jacked candidate with a voice that's horrific, sorry, but he has great ideas. He's the only Democrat I could even conceivably vote for, because he's the only one talking any kind of real common sense. And he's exposing, look, I'm not anti-vax, just like he said. I get my dog his rabies shot because rabies is 100% deadly. I haven't taken a flu shot, not 100% deadly. I haven't taken a pneumonia shot, not 100% deadly. I haven't taken a shingle shot. I haven't taken any of your bullshit shots because I have an immune system, a very strong one. And I give it stuff to do regularly by not washing my hands like you fucking freaks do every 3 seconds. You're washing your hands, washing your hands, washing your hands. Touch this, wash your hands, touch that, wash your hands, you paranoid little freaks. Something is broken in you if you live in that much fear. So anyhow, I'm going to take some commercial breaks here and then see if I can stir my buddy Herman up on the phone while we're at it. So, let's find a commercial to get this party started with. Oh, man. Hold on. I'm having trouble. Of course I am. Oh, is this thing done? What a... come on. It's ridiculous sometimes. Man, have you all been noticing the phones and everything have been real weird? Probably doesn't have anything to do with the Chinese and Russian cyber attacks. Probably. It's probably just shitty internet. In this case, why I'm at it is shitty internet. But in most cases, not so much. Let's see here. I'm looking for an ad. Here we go. Be right back.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve it, Coagula. Solve it, Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. In son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I gotcha. I got you right where I want you. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
And we're back. We're back, and I've picked up my buddy Herman. Herman, you there?
Yes, I am. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man. Just waiting for the world to end.
Hey, that's what it seems like, you know?
God, man. It's been insane with these. Let me ask you something. You know, we're both about the same age. Can you ever remember a time in the United States where Canadian wildfires covered and blanketed parts of the United States with smoke so thick that it was making people sick?
Oh, no, never in our lives.
Doesn't anybody think about that?
No, nobody. They're probably, no one's thinking about a lot of things that are going on right now, you know?
Yeah, I think they're just trying to, see, that's where everybody says the economy's good, but everybody I'm talking to is out here trying to chase money because they're short of it, and they can't afford this, and they can't afford that. Matter of fact, car dealerships have now got cars sitting on the lots again, and nobody in there buying them. Because who wants to buy a pickup truck for $75,000?
No one's buying a pickup truck. It's because they have so many parked that you can probably get for $7,500, you know?
Yeah.
But this is just like they're doing cars just like they do oranges and any other produce. They're stockpiling them and still building. I don't know how it's done, but somehow it's happening, you know? We can't figure it out because we're so caught up into the rat race that we never pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and that's why this whole fire that made New York City turn orange just baffles me. Because you would think that in my lifetime or your lifetime, one of us would have seen this before.
Yeah, you know, and you know, they have electric skies in other areas and a lot of other things that are very, very, very odd phenomenons happening right now, you know. And they keep talking about Donald Trump mentioning the intergalactic situation. And I'm like, what is this? What are they speaking of, you know? So, and, you know, when they're speaking of, they just tell you now, hey, NASA was made in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're just talking right now, and it's like, what do you say to these things? Cancer is not a disease. It's a parasite. What do you say about these things? No diseases are diseases. They're parasites. What do you say about it? How do you just tell us all of these things to which you for so long have sold us under the imprint of us getting better and well, whether it's mental, physical, political? But you're setting it up for it to continue to be worse because it has to be that way for continue to making money.
Exactly. And continuing to be in control.
There you go.
Because 7 billion people is real hard to handle over an entire planet. 7 million people sure ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You can control them with your robot dogs that are now patrolling the streets in New York City.
Yeah, with their flamethrowers.
Yeah, we are living a book. We are living a book, and nobody's batting an eye. Because, see, this is what's funny. We were told, this is the backstory, that they withheld the alien truth from us because we couldn't handle it, yet they dropped the alien of truth, and you might as well just barf it in a bag in a car because it made no difference. Nobody cares. You see anybody changing anything because aliens are real?
Nothing. And then, you know, everybody says aliens, what is an alien? Okay. How do you define an alien? Show me one.
Well, they're going to do that soon. They're going to do that soon.
Well, I'm like, I know there's a meaning to alien too. Whatever land alienates people, those alienated are aliens, right?
Yep.
In every land where there's a people that's alienated, you're considered an alien, correct?
That's exactly what they're considered.
Okay, so everything's wordplay and games right now. To where you have to figure out in your mind what part of the game is it, you know? And yep. for us to number one to start with that, you have to understand to get your pet in control. You have to, you know, learn how to have patience, deal with your ego, and be able to deal with temptations. Because this is what get us so caught up into these things to where we can't figure them out.
And they've got so much misinformation floating around. Every word they said of the pandemic was a lie. Every single word of it. Yep, they're still living in that lie to the point where now they want to make the digital vaccine passports a reality.
They have to do something because everything, there's so much to everything that are lies right now. And we're in the age of discovery of things right now, discovery of all these lies, you know.
And that wouldn't have happened without YouTube originally and TikTok and these other platforms. As much as people hate them, the ability to speak freely in a public space is one of our first – that's our First Amendment right. So these platforms, they hate them so much because it empowers people to speak out to mass groups rather than just go down in the corner and stand and yap to 20 people.
Yeah. But is it also a possibility to put out the information to cause a larger scale type of war?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because even though on the positive side we receive more information on things that could assist us, we also open the gateway to the negativity that existed behind closed doors in most people's work.
Oh, yeah, the yin and yang. Everything positive has something negative. Everything negative has something positive.
Yes, sir.
And I don't care what it is. I don't care how bad the negative was. There was some positive that came from it.
Yeah.
Because that's the way of the world. And we're, when people try to get absolute safety, it can't happen.
No, it cannot happen. No, no.
Never.
Absolute,
never.
No, absolute safety cannot happen. I'm a peaceful person, right? And I know absolute safety can't happen. I try to keep positivity in mind, but I just purchased a brand new 40 caliber Smith & Wesson because just in case.
Yeah.
You know, I pray that it's only used for target practice.
You, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Hello.
Those are the truths out there. And that's why they're trying to get these guns and the gun grabs that's going on. And I don't know if you've seen all these military mobilizations all over the United States. Both
videos
coming from New York and Philly. You've got to wonder.
There's no more wonderment. It's exactly what I've seen and I've known and have been speaking about for the last 15 years or so. And people say, Herm, basically, Herm, you're a quack. You're talking crazy. And I said, each mall in specific areas that have a tower in them, like a hotel that was a part of the mall, well, wherever the highest point of that mall is, that's the gun tower and watchtower. So if they had to mobilize, they removed all of everything from the mall, these specific malls, and all of a sudden they closed down, but they never tear down the mall, like Military Circle Mall. Is it amazing the name? Military Circle Mall. You can control almost everything in that Hampton Roads area from Military Circle Mall. With a mobile, all you have to do is fill that mall up, cause a pandemic, fill the mall up with tanks and weapons and things, and you don't even know it's sitting in your mall.
Exactly.
They'll do it with closed-down Walmarts also. But these closed-down Walmarts will be used as prison systems. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
they
also
know what they're doing.
And they also have millions of body caskets that have been stored all over the United States, and people keep talking about them. They've been talking about them for years.
And nobody's
Why do you have millions of them? I mean, I understand for disaster. You're going to want to have something for disaster. But why do you have damn near enough for the entire United States? That doesn't make any rational sense unless you're planning to fill them.
Hello. But
it's amazing. It's amazing, Herman.
A lot of plans of idiots can be foiled.
True.
You know, we can say that things will go this way. And, of course, if you continue to live in the direction to which you're being cattle called into, then
yep,
you may get caught up
in.
Yeah, if you're being herded into the situation, then you may get caught up. And it's like people say, well, Herm, what do you mean? I said, listen, man, no matter what happens, it's not all of us. People say, what do you mean? I said, we've been through these things before. What do you mean? Okay, slavery, okay, from many different forms around the world. Okay, drugs, many yep. different forms around the world. Alcohol, many different issues around the world. Forced mental dispositions, forced around the world. So really, these things have happened. And
it happened many times.
It happens many times before.
It's happened many times in many. See, again, the fourth turning. What I'm talking about, people are starting to pick up on that now. I'm
yeah.
seeing it made into memes and shit. Every society follows the same arc. We have not learned how to break the circle. And we are in the final stages of the circle where depravity and sexual identity start blending. It's the Roman Empire, folks. It's not that far to look back. Go look up the Roman Empire. Look up the last days of the Roman Empire. Endless wars, endless debt, depravity, big stadiums so people could be distracted. We are living the final days.
If you take people who were considered a mental issue 20 years ago are now liberated for marriage, liberated for positioning, liberated for high-level choices. Now, these are people that were considered mental patients 20 years ago, which are now in the established society running things. This is Gotham City.
It is.
All over the world. This Gotham City, all over the nation.
Look at that. What is it? The transgender human health and secretary or whatever the hell she is. She was a man. And the other one with the Fruit Loop with the shaved head and the purple lips got busted for stealing luggage. These people were in high-ranking positions with actual security clearances, and nobody said a thing other than, great job for hiring an LGBTQMNOP person.
Well, how do you think now we have pedophiles dressed in drag reading to the children?
Yeah.
In the schools. That's a trend.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why we have so many people who say, I'm blessed in, I vote in, I trust in, those things don't matter without you taking physical time. The alphabet people are hands-on. You cannot beat hands-on people voting, period. They're going to run circles around you because they don't give a damn about your voting.
No, they don't.
They have no rationale to the system to which we live in.
And see, that's part of the civilized society. That's, again, what I say. There has to be a certain amount of rules in a civilized society, whether people like it or not. Freedom needs some rules. Absolute freedom, you need some rules of decorum when you're dealing with other people. Now, at home, go have at it. Do what makes you happy. At home, after you're an adult and you're consenting adults, at home. But there needs to be a certain amount of decorum in public spaces.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I hate rules, and you know I hate rules. You know I hate guidelines, but we need a certain amount.
Now, see, you said the word decorum. Now, we understand what decorum means, but when you think about decorum of today, we're speaking about curtains and draperies and carpet and matching a wallpaper when you're talking about decorum. See, you have to just look at the difference in how people think towards what we think. You know? They change words that used to have real meaning. Like someone says, you know, I'm a humble person. Well, you're an idiot for people if you want to tell them, if you want to be truthful. If you said you're a humble person, you're a person that breaks down and is willing to bow for other individuals, which, you know, they say that's humility. That's sometimes considered stupidity. And someone says, well, you're a narcissist. Well, yes, I am. Yes, I am a narcissist. I believe in me. I understand who I am. I love me, and I stand on that. I am a narcissist.
And see, that's painted as a bad thing.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to look out for yourself.
No.
But if you can't look out for yourself, you can't look out for anybody else.
There you go.
And that's the truth. That's what a strong person is. That's why I'm sure you listen to Jordan Peterson stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When he says a man who is not violent is worthless.
Correct.
He says you've got to be ready to be violent, but control it. That makes you a good man because we were supposed to be the protectors. That's why it's really funny because they bring this up in one of these things. When women get their degrees, they go run around and go, I got my money. When guys get their degrees and jobs, they provide for their family.
Okay, yes. The difference between the female and the male is the difference between I and we, okay? We are known to be providers. If raised by, no, 9 times out of 10, a mother and father or a father figure. Without the father figure, you're raised to be a taker. This is why the sons raised by alpha females will live off of a female because he has the mentality of a female, or which they consider a woman, who will live directly off of a man but brag about all they've accomplished. Not to say they aren't accomplished ladies in this world, which they are, but 90% of females that own a home, it came from them receiving it through a divorce or something legally through a breakup with a male, period.
Yeah.
When we look at children in jail and children in psychiatric centers, the numbers are high in a single mother home. So single mothers have to realize you're raising the pedophiles. You're raising the murderers. You're raising the rapists. You're raising the abusers. You're raising the drug addicts and alcoholics.
Also, remember in that statistic, while 80% of the prison mates come from single-family homes, they come from single women homes because men homes have the same rate of not being in crimes and problems as do couple homes.
Yeah, that's what I was stating. Now, us, when you raise a man in a male home, it's
male
just
homes.
The same as coming out with a male and female. Only
yes,
when
sir.
It's a single mother. The single mother owns all negative statistics of raising children. The raise of everything came from singular female-raised children. The highest statistics.
Yeah.
In every
right.
category.
It's your and my fault.
Yeah. But
so you,
I always
you can't say,
say
those numbers. If you say those numbers, Herman, why are you and I putting down single women? We ain't putting down single women. We're putting down the fact that that you need a male figure in a life of a child because they are the strong ones. We are both different. Our emotions are different. Our responses are different. Our thought patterns are different. This is real. There is a male and there is a female.
Everybody wants everyone to be a female now. And you want the female to be able to tell us when we should be a male. This is how the world is going. Everybody should be a female, and the alpha females let us know when they need us to be a male. Other than that, you be this soft bitch until we need you to be a male. Come on, bitch. Now wake up.
Okay.
We need you to fight.
Well, see, here's the other end of that one, and you and I both know this to be true. Testosterone levels just since the 50s are way down to where a 16-year-old male has the testosterone levels of a 90-year-old male in the 60s. And the microplastics that are destroying their genitalia and all these vaccines with all this poisonous mercury in it. And then you run down the list, and now I saw a story the other day where they came up with this new coating to put in cans, and lo and behold, it puts estrogen into the food.
Everything right now, we have to be careful because what Bill Gates is doing right now with the food across
and
the board.
Buying the land and buying the land.
It is unbelievable, man. We have to, number one, appeal. Everyone, make sure you eat no fruit with the label appeal, okay, because these are all genetically modified fruits. and it's apel, A-P-E-E-L. Do not eat that.
Also, you heard there was two chemical fires in North Carolina last night.
And chemical fires, man, between chemical fires of trail derailment, everything's the same, man. They're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. There's no even creativity. They know we're so dumb tied down. There's no creativity in how they're doing it. They're doing it the same way over and over again.
Right out in the open. And then, oh, it's just an accident. It's just a coincidence. Why do you got to? No, they're poisoning your food. They're poisoning your skies. They're poisoning your rivers. They're poisoning everything. And then they will, after they poison everything to the point where you can't touch it or you'll die, then they'll herd you into these little domes, and we will be living Demolition Man with a bunch of pussy boys, overweight, wearing kimonos.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Here you go. With just like, okay, I'm looking at something as silly as SportsCenter, okay? Everything on there has turned LGBTQ. You can't even watch a sports program. Females have to be in control of all the announcement and running the men and how they speak. Professional athletes are usually ran by, for some reason, the LGBTQ is up in SportsCenter and ESPN. And, you know, the guy's name, like it's like you got the guy's name, is he might be named Patty instead of calling him Patrick now. And, like, it's Club Shay Shay instead of saying Shannon. You know, it's everything's super just soft when it comes to males right now. And then no male has no power anymore. Any males that are speaking out, if you look at ESPN right now, they remove all strong males that would possibly defy any of these. And they're fat, overshaped women that would never be, you know, the ones that announce and stuff. And then you got all these eye candy girls. And then you got the soft, almost gay guys. And they're in control of all the high-powered athletes. It's crazy.
It's insanity.
It's crazy.
Because, see, if this kind of assault was made on women, and it is, but they don't get it, but I mean an open assault where it was toxic femininity and that women are bad and women are the cause of all evil, there would be hell to pay.
Yeah.
And we have now turned around, not only going the other way, but we're going the way to the point where less than 1% of the population is being held up as if there's some kind of virtue in what they're doing and that all of us must agree to it. But if they turned around and tried to do the same thing with any religion, there'd be hell to pay. But you can't – so they don't call LGBTQ a religion, but that's what it is.
Well, you cannot – it's like this. I keep telling people we're looking at it as a 1% because these are the numbers that they give you can see. It's much larger than you can ever imagine. What starts above settles down below. What starts above settles down below. So the masses above are gay, whether we want to look at it and accept it or not, because they're pressing through the media a heterosexual life, a whole life. Mom, Dad, hi, leave it to Beaver. It's mom, it's dad. And most of those characters in those movies were gay.
Yep.
Because heterosexual people are just breeders for the LGBTQ. That's all we are. To make you feel as though you're in a larger number, wouldn't that make you feel great to know is not quite as bad as you think? Yes. It's only 3%. It's only 5%. But if you thought of it at 45%, it would blow your mind.
Yeah, it would.
See, if you thought of it at 45%, it would blow your mind. This would blow your head off because that means that almost everyone you're looking at is something you don't know. Almost everyone you're looking at is questionable in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Very few people are truthful with you. And many people have something to hide.
Oh, they do.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the old, I don't know if you've heard this song, Billy Joel's The Stranger. You ever heard that song?
Yes, sir.
It says, we all have a face that we hide away from everyone. Basically the meaning of the song. We all have a private life. We all have our private things.
Yes.
Does that make them bad? No.
No.
But everybody has one. And so everybody has some kind of agenda behind the scene driving them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, I don't know if you've seen this now, and this is funny. I know you and I grew up in the 70s, and there were shows like In Search Of, and Leonard Nimoy would come in and bring out a whole bunch of possibilities that were now considered conspiracy theories that have all been proven true.
What was
and
that?
They tell you that ESP, me being able to read Herman's mind, is bullshit, and it's not true, and it couldn't happen. And they also said that remote viewing was absolutely something that couldn't happen, and we knew it. And now they turn around after saying all that shit, just like with the UFOs, just like with pot, just like with the syphilis in the South, just like a whole bunch of different places where they've lied right out and nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
They're now admitting that they have devices that if you walk under them, they can read the words that are in your head in your subconscious mind speaking to you.
Oh, I believe it.
And it will print it out. And then if it's just a picture and you look at the picture, it will tell you what you're looking at. And then it can record your dreams and show you what you dreamed.
Hmm.
But ESP is bullshit. It's been bullshit for years. And now it turns out if a machine can pick it up from the air, a sensitive person could pick it up from the air.
Correct. Correct.
So now it's no longer a lie. It's the truth.
Yes, but see, I learned from an elder, education that they consider they give us now is memorization of what they choose for us to learn. True education is the adaptation to one's environment. True education is adaptation to one's environment. That's true education. Period. True education is, how many languages can you speak to adapt to each land you were able to walk through? That's true education.
And so, again, that's education you experience and not education you were taught.
There you go. So is education experience or is education teaching? You hit a is education experience or is education teaching? Because you can't teach experience.
Why do you have Rhodes Scholars?
Hmm.
If education's in the classroom, why do you have Rhodes Scholars?
Thank you. Because if you don't have Rhodes Scholars, you won't have things to place in the education.
Right.
Rhodes Scholars are what you call scouts.
So that's what I'm saying. You learn, the more you experience, the more you learn, the more your real knowledge becomes into effect.
Yes.
And real knowledge is something that is so priceless because you've experienced it. And then if you have somebody you trust implicitly, they can share their real experiences with you, and that makes both of you more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because that's what I love about our conversations. You constantly make me think.
Yes, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right. We both have our opinions. We both respect each other's opinions, but we also both express them to each other and then don't go, oh, that's bullshit. No, we go, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then you think about it.
Yeah.
And then you think about it and you go, well, damn, that makes sense.
Well, a lot of people are intimidated by people who think, okay? If you're a memorization person, one who is educated through memorization, then you want to recall what you've learned. You want to, I learned this, so therefore I am and I am and I am. But that's usually an idiot. Okay? And you just really have no response to those idiots because there's somebody that's going to be intrigued by that idiot. So let them talk to that idiot and you move on because people like that are just looking to slow you down so that you cannot meet the same, that people are like you in the way, what I mean, of reception. They may not be, we may not be alike, but we are collectively alike in reception. We receive. You know what I'm saying?
It's why it's always a great conversation.
Yeah.
Because, again, because we come at it from such different perspectives.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things that if you want to be a victim, be a victim. That's your problem. I don't believe in victim mentality. I believe in you should be steadfast, strong, and then if you're wrong, don't be afraid to say you're wrong. I've said that many a time. I was wrong about that. I was wrong once in believing that the government actually gave a shit. You know, I actually believe that, but as I've watched, it's very apparent they give not a shit about one of us. They'll yeah. talk a good game, but once that election season's done, bye-bye. You ain't nothing. I got your vote. I'm out of here.
Our problem is, like on a chessboard, we actually think we count for something. We're basically pawns. There are billions of pawns on the chessboard. And when we're talking about rooks and kings and queens, they're very few and far between on this chessboard.
Yes.
You have to realize you're part of the pawning system. I don't care how high or low you perceive that you are, you're a pawn. And remember, when you fall upon that idea to understand and recognize that, you can be up top, Mr. Pawn or Mrs. Pawn, or you can be below. So remember where you are and how to treat people along the way, because you're just a pawn.
Exactly. Exactly. It's funny. I tell people, I go, I was raised to never look down on anybody because of their job. In other words, if you were a janitor, I didn't go, oh, you're a janitor, you're below me. No, I was like, hey, dude, what's up? We're all the same. But the elites are definitely not the same.
No.
I mean, can you afford $30,000 for a dinner? Can you afford your own private jet? Can you fly whenever you want? Can you afford all those things? When you reach into that ultra atmosphere, you're in a different set of people.
Yes, if you're paying $5,000 a night and you're staying at a hotel for 2 weeks, you're around different people.
You're around different people, very different people, and the rules don't apply to them.
Thank you.
They don't.
They don't apply to them. Not the way they're not even there in a different set of rule books than you are, totally. Everything.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily because they're smart.
No. It's because sometimes it's just placement. You may have been born into.
Yeah. And then the ones who have created it may have created it from something very simple. But you remember the movie Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
Well, that movie said everything was some stupid guy's idea until somebody else picked it up and ran with it.
Yes.
That's basically the bottom line of that movie.
That's right.
And so why should you try to be smart? Just be dumb. Go along and ride the system. And there's a large quantity of people who are quite happy with that. They are quite happy with just riding the system.
Oh, yeah, riding it out.
Yeah, I'm just going to ride it out.
You know, that's how people, and people don't realize when people, they try to get us into spats, okay? The welfare system, everybody's on it. Everybody's a part of it. But we're arguing who's the most on it. No,
yes.
Why couldn't we be talking about trying to eradicate it and put it into positions where people can be free? And to be able to receive. But you can't take away from people and then expect them to have. Like, you can't destroy the oranges and then raise the price of the oranges and say there's a shortage. So if you do that with one fruit or vegetable, you're doing it with all of them. You're creating this deficit. It's created. You're creating suffrage. And we have to pay attention. This government is causing this, calling it the economy. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then they gave artificially low interest rates for years, got people totally used to free money, and now when they raise it, the economy starts constricting, and they're deliberately trying to cause a crash to suck all that money back in.
It's wild.
Because you and I both remember the pandemic. They were flinging money around, just flinging it.
Yeah.
Anybody. Here's $100,000. Here's this. Here's that. Here's that. Take this. This is all yours. And now they're going out going, oh, no, you didn't earn that, or that has to come back, or all this other shit.
It's
it
crazy.
Ain't right. It
it's
ain't
not right.
Because right.
They cause us to be topsy-turvy. They cause us to be in a panic. They cause us to be in a stir, you know, and they love it because this is when they can move.
And then they admitted that they lied to cause that stir. And nobody's paying for it. But
nobody.
Martha Stewart, who went in and made one little lie, served jail time.
But what's so amazing is when I listen to people tell stories about COVID right now, I don't even debate with people because it's just, you can see who knows and who doesn't. It's just obvious.
But here's the other thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have noticed, okay? Now, during the COVID, and this is where, again, this is where social media people don't get. As much as many people hate social media, as much as there's lies on social media, there's truths that show up in social media by natural terms. So when the pandemic was started and everybody was at risk, and if you touched this, you could get it. If somebody walked by, you could get it. If you grabbed a can off a shelf, if it came in the mail, they had these paranoid bitches washing their hands 62 times a day, wearing masks, doing all kinds of shit like that. I would expect my Facebook feed to be full of people sick. But the most people I saw sick were sick after the shot to prevent them from being sick.
There you go.
I didn't see a rampant thing, oh, my cousin died of Rona or this died. I didn't see that anywhere on my feed. Matter of fact, I didn't see a single person on my feed that knew anybody who died from the Rona.
So true.
Now, watch your feeds now. My uncle got stage 4 cancer and is dying. My cousin died. This person young died. That person young died. I'm seeing pages and pages of people in their 30s to their 50s dying that never was on that feed before.
Never. And the breast cancer rate has increased dramatically. It's like it was like at 25,000 a year. Now it's just like
250,000. And this year's not complete.
Yes. And no one's paying attention to these changes that are happening.
It's amazing to me because I also saw another study that was done. See, this is what's funny. The truth comes out after the fact. I can't remember the prestige. It was a prestigious paper place, you know, where the guy said, you know, before this, VAERS used to be a place people went to see reactions and they believed it. Now it's false because it's showing the truth. And what he said was they analyzed the batches of vaccine, analyzed them. One batch of the vaccine was nothing but saline solution.
Mm-hmm.
One batch had a medium amount of the mRNA in it. One batch had enormous amounts of mRNA in it. The saline batch had zero reported side effects or deaths. The medium batch had something like 20 to 30% reactions and deaths. The one with everything in it had something like a 60 or 70% reaction. So basically, they did a clinical trial on the American public.
Yeah, that's what they said from the beginning.
Yes, it was a total clinical trial of an experimental technology that had never been used on humans, and we thought it was a good idea to experiment with over 70% of the population.
Okay, now this happened once before, but it happened on the whole population. Let's try Desert Shield, Desert Storm. The soldiers were given a drug that was considered, it was eight tablets in a little pull-out thing, a little pull-out tablet form. And it says, take upon the command of your commanding officer. That's the only rule. If the commanding officer said it was due to you to take it, because of Scud missile attacks, you take this. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, you would pop this pill, and they had us take this pill. We were hit by Scud missiles, and they had us take this pill. It was called P-bromide. I can't think of the name itself, but it was like 18 letters in the word. And it was an anti-nerve agent drug. Okay, I didn't take it. I refused to take all that bull crap. Once they got past a certain amount of shots, I started signing off my own shot records. I can tell the truth about it now. So after they start taking this P-bromide, the soldiers begin to get sick in Desert Shield. The soldiers were having a reaction to P-bromide, which they made us take. If anybody took it during the Scud missile attack, and they're not even talking about this. No one talking. I stopped talking about it because I feared talking about it.
Oh, yeah. They'll come get you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like the COVID. People start getting sick after this vaccine or this pill or whatever they tell you to take. They order you to do this, and it's by order. It's by order. It's always by order, and it does. It's just like the military. If any veterans understand what we're saying, all veterans, they understand what we're saying because, like, this is what we've been through. And they took everyone, the entire country, through a military exercise.
Yep.
It was a military experience and exercise. That's what's called Covert Operation 19.
And that was also assisted by the fact that Obama signed into law, made a law that counteracted the law that said we could not broadcast false messages on our thing, PSYOPs. You weren't allowed to do that in the United States. He signed that law into non-existence, so now they are perfectly legal to PSYOP us.
And all Obama is doing is following the rules of the family that he's a part of.
Yep.
Part of that elite family. So, hey.
And he's also related back to a British slave owner that all the presidents are related back to. Isn't that convenient? Because
yes,
he came from nowhere. He came from nowhere.
From nowhere. And all of a sudden, Obama, the greatest speaker, he's a powerful speaking man. He's somewhere in a small area in Chicago. Next thing you know, he's a president. Okay.
Yeah. And it had nothing to do with the fact that he was related to the guy that all the other ones have been related to.
Well, how about this? Obama is coming in, and he's coming in as the president. Now, his first agenda was to draw in, hey, the black hope in the people.
Yep.
Now, he did that. The second thing he was to do during his second term, to forget he denounced LGBTQ the first time, and now in the second term, hey, it's time for you guys to get married. Okay?
Yep.
Now that he adopts gay marriages. So Barack Obama was there to be whatever he needed to be for whoever needed to believe in him.
Yep.
Okay. And once you get, and I'm not trying to be funny, the same thing with all of them. And it's like, it's sad to say, but this includes Donald Trump. Okay. All of these people are powerful. We're just individuals picking a side. Okay. I don't have a side to pick because I don't have gang skin in the game. I know that all of them are doing something corrupt in the end because they're just puppets. Of greater,
even Donald
greater.
Said that. He said that corrupt line you just said.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He when they asked him a question, they said something about the rules being corrupt. And they go, did you take the tax payments, the tax breaks? And he's like, yeah. And they go, well, you said it was corrupt. He goes, well, then change the rules.
Yeah.
So he just said, yeah, so what? You made the rules. I played by them. Don't blame me if you're going to put it in my court and I'm smart enough to figure it out.
That's all he's doing.
That's all he did. He figured it out. He figured the game out. He played the game. He won the game.
We're coming here for an inquiry, Mr. Trump. We want, I plead the fifth. Once again, I plead the fifth. And then the fifth. You're going to talk to him for 2 hours for him to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
What is it for?
It's a game. It's a show. It's supposed to make you believe that you matter. Because the second everybody wakes up to the fact that they really don't matter, That's when the real shit will hit the fan.
Yeah.
That's the time and the moment when it will really happen.
When you realize you don't count for jack.
No. You're just another cog in the wheel.
You tell me.
And if you break, they'll come out and glue another cog in your place tomorrow fucking morning, and nobody will miss you.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You remember Tom? Tom who?
Yeah. The people that really care about you will remember you, but when they go, it's done.
It's over. Gone with the wind.
And then you're left to go, well, how did that happen? Because it's life. And we each have our part in that life, but that part only matters to the people connected to us. It doesn't matter to anybody else. It matters to our family. It matters to our friends. It may matter somewhat to your employer, but probably not. Because if it mattered to your employer the day you died, they would shut down for a day to honor you, but they don't. They just go in and tap somebody else on the shoulder and go, hey, you need to pick up his work. He's dead.
He's dead, yeah. Now here's his portfolio.
Here's his portfolio. Now pick this up and do something with it.
And this all to let you know, if you die, the same shit's going to happen with you. Just letting you know. Don't feel important.
Yeah, don't feel important because the big picture is we're all just here trying to get through life. So we all share that ride. We're all born. We all die. We all share that ride. Some people have a real hard ride. Some people have no arms and legs. That's a hell of a way to live a life. Some people have perfect everything, and they live a life of greatness. How does that get selected?
And some people are born with everything, and they hate every daggum thing they are, and they're just fine the way they are.
Yeah.
Many people would kill for what you have, but you just, I don't like my penis, and I want to get rid of it because I feel like that my name should be Sarah. I don't get what's going on, man.
Or sit around and miss stuff. I've been through different phases in my life. I went through a rich phase in the corporate. I've been in downturns. I've been poor. I've been homeless. I've been through every spectrum of it. And the one thing I learned to make life livable is don't sit around and miss something.
But have you ever woke up and didn't want your penis?
No. I mean, the closest I came was divorce court because it cost me a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, yeah. That's the closest. But that's the difference. That's being castrated. That's different.
If they don't want their penis, okay. As in, once you hit 18 and you're making your own decisions, it's all on you. You want to cut it off? Cut it off.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, John Bobbitt, get rid of it.
But don't come around and say to me that I have to, well, you just have to respect it and support me. I don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, no cock, Jim. I don't have to call you Janet. I know you as Kevin. Okay?
Right. And the same thing goes with a robber. If you knew your friends were the robber, then you're just supposed to accept that because that's just how they are?
Yeah, just because your friend, he's a crackhead. Why are you discriminating against me because I stole all of your TVs and furniture? Well, you know, it's part of the problem, you know?
Yeah.
You want me to ignore everything and just accept what you are no matter what?
No. No. And that's where I heard this. I think it was Thomas Sowell one time was on a talk show. And they asked him, is discrimination bad? And he goes, no. He goes, I discriminate on what food I want to eat. I discriminate on what neighborhood I want to live in. And I was like, well, damn, he made a point there.
Yeah.
He made a real quick point there. And I sat there and I listened to it and I'm like, okay, again, the yin and the yang. There's good discrimination. Don't drink that water. It's green. There's good discrimination. You know, it's okay to be against green water. Yeah, that's perfectly okay.
Don't drink that water. It's green.
Right. What do you got against green water? It's just water, but a different color.
That is funny.
And when he said that, I just like, because I love to listen to him. He was him and Herman Cain. There was another radio show host, Herman Cain. I loved listening to them because they spoke common sense. And the funny thing is, when you watch Thomas Sowell speaking, he doesn't make any excuses. He just goes, this is this, and then that's that. It's just the way it is. But we don't want to accept some things because we believe that people are true in what they're saying. But most of these people, once they get to Washington, are so corrupted that they couldn't move their lips and say a true statement.
Yeah, because believe means they don't know. So when the person say, I believe, they're saying, hey, I don't know, but that's what they're saying.
Exactly.
Because belief has no, belief is just a word, you know, it's just there. You know, I believe. What does that mean? What purpose does your belief serve?
Exactly. And see, if we were on a level playing field, it would be a different thing. But there is no such thing as a level playing field. It is human nature to pad your own cell, put some own feathers in your own cap, and load up with money. That's just human nature. There's a lot of people who don't fall in that category, but there's a lot of people who do. And I'd say more do than don't, especially now in the age that we've come into where your fellow man means nothing to people. And you can see that, you know, it's like I had this one black professor was saying, when I was young, he goes, in the 50s, 40s, and 50s, he goes, yeah, there was discrimination. He goes, but our neighborhoods were safe. He goes, an old man and an old black woman can walk down the middle of the street 12 o'clock at night, and these youths respected them. He goes, there's no respect now for anybody.
Well, if you look at any neighborhood back in the day, there were families on the porches looking over the neighborhood. I don't care what neighborhood you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This was just a cardinal rule, you know, or it was just how we were, you know? You knew to come inside when the street lights came on or when it started getting too dark, when it started getting dusk outside. You knew to start getting yourself home.
Yes.
These are just rules to what we did. No one wants to follow any rules now, you know. So that's why we're going to live shorter. Things are not going to be as great because right now we don't even get the proper rest. So you know we're not thinking right.
No. I was on that burn when I was younger, and I think clearer now that I actually make sure I get my 8 at night.
You know, It's so many things. It's like with comedy, man. It's just like I'm at a point right now sometimes. I look at people and I notice, you know, we had lives when we started doing comedy.
Yep.
And we had already been working for things and been in professions, you know. People now that are doing comedy, this is their life. This is what they're trying to add up to be something. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's like it's hard for me to even have conversations with people that do comedy now because you have no life beyond comedy.
It is a consuming factor with these young guys. Yeah. And to them, the title is everything, not actually being able to do it, but the title.
Yeah. Idolization, the title, the idolization. They love being idolized.
Yep.
That's why the title counts so much. They want to be idolized. You know what I'm saying? They want to be revered without earning anything.
Exactly.
I've never seen a world where we say, hey, we're going to do a comedy roast. You're not at a level. Comedy roast was Bob Hope, Richard Pryor, they did roast because after they earned things in life, they did roast.
Yep.
Now we're having comedy roast right now locally.
Mm-hmm.
We're having comedy specials when there's nothing special. You haven't done anything to be special.
And here's the other funny thing about the roast battles. I was a judge at one. I got hired to be a judge at one. I took a swing. I love it. I love being Judge Dredd. I love to be the voice of reality. I called somebody out for using a stock line. And I was told, doesn't matter if you're using stock lines. This is a roast battle.
See, this is it's just the respect factor for what we do. and what most people do in this world now. When you look, when you're a professional at anything you've ever done, okay, whatever career you may have, we are in a world of when people want to earn what you are without paying their dues.
Exactly. This they want to be straight to CEO of the company and never work in the mailroom.
Yes. First day training, they want to be CEO. Yeah. They don't want, forget the mailroom, forget coming up, forget all the stages. I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I'm whatever, and I should be up top. This is the insanity world.
It is totally the insanity world.
No one is taking the time to, you know, when somebody said I'm building character, no one's building character anymore. They just are characters.
Well, it's the thing that Penn and Teller used to have a show called Bullshit. I don't know if you ever saw it. But
no, I didn't pick it up.
One of the things that they did was they were talking about self-esteem.
Good.
And how you get self-esteem, and that how parents today, by just accepting anything and saying it's the best, build no self-esteem that's real. They build an artificial self-esteem. And the day they hit the real self-esteem wall is the day they will crumble, because they've never actually built something, and now they're facing something they've never faced, and they have no background to deal with it.
So, yes, that's... everything's okay now. It doesn't matter. Everything's okay. If you're overweight, I can't say, hey, it might be good for you to lose weight because of your health, because I'm fat shaming. So it doesn't worry about the stroke, the heart attack, the high cholesterol, the blood clots. I'm fat shaming. Nothing counts because I'm fat shaming.
Exactly.
I can't be concerned about your health. It's amazing.
And so you can't better anybody.
No.
So I think back to the people who have pushed me in my life, as much as I hated it when they did it,
mm-hmm.
I learned from that pushing, and yeah. It made me a better person, and it's why I am where I'm at now. And mm-hmm. I also understand that a lot of the sayings are true, because in different phases of your life, you just can't see things.
Yeah.
And it's not a put down of you. It's the knowledge you have is where you are.
Thank you.
And they also said, and it's true, I've been looking at the pictures. You look back at the yearbooks of the 80s, and everybody looked like adults.
They did.
They all look like, because they'd been through shit. They'd been left home alone. They had to fend for themselves. They had to cook for themselves. They had to clean up the rooms. They had to clean up the house. They had to mow the lawn. They had to do shit. They had to work as an adult in their youth. That's how you learned ethics and good work ethics and got pride and learned how to have pride in results and actually do things and get results. Now they all look like teenagers.
Yeah.
And they've never been up against anything, because mom and dad made sure they have everything, because in your mind, giving somebody everything is making a perfect life, when in fact it's not. It's actually doing the exact opposite.
Yeah. It truly is. It makes no sense how people can't see what you're saying.
Because look around you. These kids believe that everything they do is perfect. You know, they can do it half-assed. Look at any product today, okay? You and I grew up and the products were on the shelf, number one. They were there. And if they weren't on the shelf, tomorrow morning I could put it in your hand. Now it's, well, we can't get it for weeks.
And
what?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the best I can do.
I had a debate. Not anymore than a debate. And it makes no sense to even have it. I'm talking to the lady, the cashier at 7-Eleven. I get a cord because I needed a cord for my phone. And the cord's overpriced, but I was going to get it. It was $15. When she rang it up, it said $23.61. I said, ma'am, it says $23.61, but over here on the shelf, it says $15.49. No, it's $23.61. I know, because I ring these up all the time. I said, if you could look right there. I know. I ring them up all the time. Do you want this cord?
Ma'am, the damn cord right here.
Oh, you're going to curse at me. Oh, you're going to curse at me. I could not believe how someone's trying to draw you into something that's nothing. And the only thing you had to do is look right here. But I should have known that if I had to wait for you to come to register because you were in the back, no one else was in the store. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. The guy came from outside changing the trash, and she starts cursing at me because I said, you can see the damn cord. She said, oh, no, you didn't curse. And she went, that gave her a reason to start going berserk.
Yeah.
You know, this is the new world, man. I don't get it.
Easily offended, easily upset, easily discouraged.
Yes.
Problem is, though, they ain't ready for the real fight.
No.
Because I was watching a podcast the other day, and this woman goes, I can fight any man. I'm like, wow, you are really stupid.
You are dumb.
Yeah, you don't realize the havoc a real man can wreak. A real man can wipe you up. And when we were younger, we were always taught not to hit women because we knew that if we hit them, they would hurt. You see these women slapping the shit out of guys. The guys just stand there like it's nothing. And then did you see the it was some restaurant where this woman was mouthing off to this one young guy. And they were in a place, and this young guy, his girlfriend, was egging him on to hit this woman.
Oh yeah. In Chicago.
And then he did, and she called her son, and then had her son kill the man that hit her.
Well, what actually happened? And if you slow it down, when the man says something to her, she looks at her son and says, go get in the car. That's what she states to her son. Go get in the car. The man responds and says, who you talking? Don't say, what did you say? What did you say? He thought that was the problem right there. When she looked at the young boy and said, go get in the car, and he assumed she was talking to him, that became the problem. She turned around and said, whatever she said, he said, say one more word. She wasn't talking to him. Then he proceeded to punch her in the face from something that she said to her son. Her son decided to shoot him. She didn't tell him to shoot him. Her son decided to shoot him because he didn't go to the car because the man elevated and punched his mother, and the boy decided to shoot him. And everybody says the boy was told to. No, the boy took it upon himself to shoot him because why? He was defending his mom. And this is a great big misunderstanding. The main person they need to talk to is the girlfriend that was telling him, hit her in the face. Now, you can hear her.
Yep.
She was saying, punch that bee. Hit her in the face. Punch that bitch. So it's a whole bunch of confusion. This is why these little boys, that little boy should not be going to jail.
Also, that little boy shouldn't see somebody punching as a reason to kill. We have got to a society where killing is easy.
Well, see, in Chicago, honestly, from me living there, punching like that in Chicago is going to get you killed. It's going to get you killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's where we're at now. We are at that
now. Yeah. If you live in Chicago and you're stupid enough to punch a lady like that, he's lucky, man. You can beat somebody. Man, he's lucky guys didn't jump him and beat him to death.
Well, add on top of that, though, he didn't even really knock her down. You give me a free punch on a woman with no defense? Again, this is the young male. The young males are weak, and weak men are dangerous men.
But see, that young male, the people have to realize that young man that hit her in the face is the same boy that shot him. It's a young boy raised by his mom. The man that hit her in the face was raised by his mom by himself.
Yep.
And these are, it's a cycle.
It's weak men.
Weak-ass
men. Men who can't stand words. Men who can't stand comments. Run your mouth, bitch. What's it matter? But now we've got so trained that it matters to the point where you've got to kill or hit.
Because this is the action of a female.
Yeah.
It's an overreaction. It's an overreaction. Males, you know if you're standing in front of another man and you say something disrespectful, you know you're gonna have to brace for something.
Yeah.
We're not going to just stand there. We're going to say something. And if it's something that can't be settled by talking, we'll try to just walk away. But if it can't be something like that, then we have to face the situation. That's what it is with me.
Yeah.
But popping off the handle fast, that's not a regular guy because we know that there could be an ending to this.
Yes.
This is why two men don't strike off at one another often because there are consequences with us, rather, you know, going off. But when you have a male that thinks like a woman, he doesn't see the consequences because only a woman says, hit me, okay? Hit me, mother. You know, you don't see, you ain't never heard a guy say, well, hit me, man. You know? A woman will only say, shoot me. I've never heard a man ask to be shot.
Nah.
And if he was, he's a man being raised by a female and he's heard her say that dumb stuff. The world we live in, man, it is amazing.
Reality is a hard thing to grasp because everybody wants to reshape reality into their own reality. But there's realities that have been around since the beginning of time, and we can see them. There's always been rich people. There's always been poor people. There's always been people in control. There's always been people controlled. But we all try to shape that illusion to make it the best we can make it for where we're at, to make it so we can accept it.
What do you think is we change reality, or is just people who don't want to follow the rules or trying to change the rules? Okay? If you don't want to follow what's been made, you know there's rules and morals, and you don't want to follow the more rules and morals. You just want to do what you want to do. This comes from a society that takes away first, second, and third place, and you don't have to earn anything, and 12th place gets a ribbon, too. No. No,
there's a place for excellence.
Yes.
That's why I always love it, you know, and you and I both know this. Women are beautiful. I get it. But your top models, your elite models, your swimsuit models, they're a whole new level of beautiful. They are in the elite group. They're people you don't see every day. But now we can't say that everyday women are everyday women. They're all just as beautiful as swimsuit models, and we're going to put this fat chick in a bikini and put her on the cover of Swimsuit Illustrated so that that's ends fat shaming. No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of people looking at that going, damn, she's ugly.
And besides her coming up is a guy that still got his dick and balls with some big titties. Okay?
Yeah, and he's on it, too.
And he's on it, too, you know? And he's sitting there saying, I can have any fucking man I want. I'm like, okay, bullshit.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You keep telling yourself that shit.
Yeah. Over and over again.
I'd rather go into the woods and take care of it myself.
I'd rather go in the woods and take care of myself. Where's that leaf when I need it?
You're not supposed to say that. Cause, like I said, and again, I don't have a problem if that's how you float your boat, float your boat.
Yes.
But that's not me.
Thank you. And you can't force me to accept you as you, and it's not me. It's just not me. I said I don't have nothing against you, so why are you trying to force me to accept you?
Yeah,
I accept you as you are. I'm just not accept you in my space.
I'm not going to accept you the way you want me to accept you because that's not my belief. Just like these same people will not accept the Christian. The alphabet people will not accept the Christian. No. So why is it any different? Why do one group have to accept? Why does everybody have to accept this one group, but the other group not so much?
It's crazy. It is amazing how it's just like, it's amazing how people are blind towards situations as if they don't hear what we're saying right now, as if we're just hitting a brick wall with the information we're giving. And people are out there where they're like, they will never get what we're saying.
No.
At all. Never.
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 Well, again, it's like I've said to you, once you can point it out to somebody so it's so blatantly obvious, like, again, with, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez, how do you go from no money in your bank to $23 million in your bank in 6 years living off $175,000 in the most expensive city in the United States? Because I want to meet your financial planner.
You ain't lying.
I want to know how you turned that small amount of money into $23 million. There's no way, legally, without payoffs, that you can do that. And so if you can't see it, and I can show you that, and then you can't connect the dots, there's no words I can say to you that will make you see it.
Exactly.
And I was on Facebook every single day talking about the Rona. People every single day, oh, you're stupid. You're a moron. The science. Follow. You want to kill grandma. And then when the truth comes out, not a single one of them bitches came back and said, you know what? You were right. I'm sorry.
No, I ain't going to say that.
No.
But to prove you were stupid, they're going to do that all day. You know, Dan doesn't know what he's talking about, that conspiracy shit again.
And then they come out and every single piece of misinformation is handed out by the government and the science. See, that's the whole thing with they're revving up global warming now. I don't know if you caught this or not. Out in Oklahoma, they had a gigantic field of solar panels to generate electricity. In Oklahoma, whole field, millions of dollars of solar panels. Yesterday, a hailstorm came through and destroyed the entire field. Every single panel busted, gone, no electricity being generated. Now, if there's no coal backup, there's no oil backup, guess what that means? No electricity until we can replace thousands of panels, and all of their remains have to be crushed up and put in special landfills because they're so full of poisonous chemicals as to be ridiculous. But this is the path they want to force us down.
Wow. Heavy.
Think about that. I'm all for solar. Don't get me wrong. I got solar on my van. I got solar on my house. Individual solar is a very good idea. These gigantic fields of them, not so much.
Yeah.
It's like I saw somebody take a Tesla, and they showed electric car versus a gas-powered car and a diesel-powered car and how much CO2 they'll emit in their lifetime. Now, they took the electric car and started it at zero for carbon emissions. So they took into not one account everything that was required for that car to get to the beginning. Yet they put that problem into the gas and the diesel. So they didn't start at zero. They started at above. But when they went back and redid it and put all the carbon emissions that were necessary to make the battery and ship the car and put the car together, the electric car started out at almost double the gas car, and never in its lifetime did it ever make up for the loss.
Wow.
So basically they're saying it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And also they're saying oil is a finite product. But what's even more is the lithium. So if we're going to make all these batteries and we're already on a rare earth mineral, how is that better than oil? The reason it's better is because I can limit your travel with electric car, because no electric car can just start up, drive across this country, and be filled up at 20-minute stops. It'll take you almost 2 weeks to get across the country, including stopping to charge your car all the time. But that limits your travel in a way without saying, I limit your travel.
And making it simple behind your back.
Yeah, and telling you it's for the good of the planet. It's to stop the evil oil emissions. It's to do all this stuff. But when in fact, it's 20 times worse, but it really puts them in control because they can decide a lot more when you can't just get in your car and disappear.
Oh, wow, that is deep, man. People just don't get it, man. People just don't get it, man. It's just wild. It's just something for that mind, man. Make you think. Make you think. People have to think.
Well, I can't believe it, but the show's already up against the wall.
Oh, my goodness. What's this?
Just like that. Just like that. It goes by.
It's over.
It's over. And it's time for us to sign off and get out, back out into the real world and get back to working. As always, I have always have a great time with you on the show, Herman, and we're going to make this a regular thing now that I've figured out how to circumvent the system.
So you know how we have to do it, man.
Yeah, we work. We figure it out. Because I know it's great. I hope people enjoy the back and forth that we have. It's very enjoyable. It is very enjoyable, and it's so many different ideas that come at you. And all I ever ask people to do after they listen to the show, don't believe me. Don't believe Herman. Go look for yourself. Look in multiple locations.
Yep.
Look for the commonalities. Look, because see, one place can lie to you. Two places you get a better choice. Three places it gets better. The more places to look, the more commonalities you see, the more chance of you finding the truth.
Yes, sir.
You research, not somebody the truth somebody tells you.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, man. Studying for yourself.
Yeah. Like I said, during the pandemic, that was called fab because you had the nerve to go look for yourself.
Yeah.
You were supposed to just obey like a good little pawn and do what the king tells you. The only problem is, there's at least 20% of America, the ones who didn't get the vaccine, who had original thought, who could stand up on their own, and thank God for that 20%.
Well, you tell us. I'm glad I'm in that number.
Yep, I'm glad you are too. Well, folks, that's what you call a wrap. It's been a wonderful show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you share it and pass it on. And as I always say at the end of the show, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.